Wonderful. So I'm Amanda Richardson. I am not in public health. I am not an epidemiologist. I'm a survey researcher. And we're presenting today a data collection effort that we did for CSTE with a cooperative agreement from SAMHSA. I want to point out that this was a big team effort across many different entities and with a lot of fantastic team members. So you can see there's a ton of experts up here. They're all authors, really, on this presentation. So why an app for data collection? Well, our traditional modes for collecting data are facing some serious challenges right now. It isn't working as well as it used to, particularly phone survey methodology. Response is low. It's a lot harder to get the people we need to respond, and it takes a lot longer to collect data. The plenary session this morning pointed out it's not rapid anymore, right? It takes a very long time to get that data and then to process it and to get it ready for you to do your work. Smartphone ownership has rapidly increased among Americans, with more than 75% of adults having a device. And smartphone apps offer some serious advantages to traditional survey modes. We can capture GPS audio and images. We can control design and optimization. It works without an internet connection until it saves locally data, and then it has a notification system built in. We were asked to develop a mobile application with at least 20 health-related survey questions and to pilot it with users who are college students. We created a process to encourage individual adoption of the mobile app. We needed a mechanism to get them to respond to short surveys via push notifications. We had four versions of the app: gamified, standard for both iOS and Android platforms, and we were able to pull GPS location from the mobile device. We had main questions that we were asked to tackle. We wanted to find out primarily, is this going to be fast, right? Will we get valid data? And will the perception of burden for respondents be low, right? We need people to want to do this, otherwise we're never going to have data. We evaluated all these outcomes with pair data, and we compared to known health survey data for that particular population, and then we also gathered lots of respondent feedback on our process. Just so you can see, here's some of our app designs. You can see the iOS and Standard. We use native design with a backend that was HIPAA compliant called Medable. And then here's our preview of our gamified version, which was pretty simplistic, but nonetheless, we had it. Recruitment was for a closed population, so we had lots of recruitment options. We did emails, we did a ton of face-to-face work. We created all sorts of marketing materials, and for your amusement, I included them here. They're really population-specific, so we're a rural college in Vermont, and so cows are important features of the landscape. We were successful in getting 536 users to download out of a really tiny school population. At our primary site, we actually used three sites, but our primary site where we invested most of our time is only about 2,000 students. So 536 participants is a lot. You can see the split. We had a lot more iOS users than Android users. I'm not sure if that is because of the population and they just carry those devices. My assumption is yes, based on what we got. And then the download page randomized people into either the gamified or standard versions. Our process included enrollment, and then after enrollment, directly into survey one. A few weeks later, they were pushed a survey two, and these surveys were very short, 17 to 5 questions apiece, and then quickly survey three. Push notifications, really challenging. We did receive really positive respondent feedback. People really liked it. They were engaged. We were really happy about that. We did post focus groups. So check off on the burden issue. We also were able to recruit, like I said, 22% of the prime population. We were very effective at recruiting particularly underrepresented groups. It compared pretty well to the benchmark data, so we were pretty happy. And we were able to understand what happens with the push notifications and notification process, and it was seen as low burden. And hopefully we get to do this again and with a different population. Thank you.